Chapter 32. Jacobs looked at me and cocked his head.
If you don't mind me asking, how exactly do you plan to do that?
I guess I could just go up and ask them nicely, I said. Maybe I can win them over with my charming personality.
It's possible, Jacobs said with a nod. Then again, it's possible monkeys may come flying out of my ass, too. Neither one's very likely, but they're both possible.
I chuckled. When we're done with this, I could see about getting you some monkeys, if that's what you'd like.
No, I think I'm good without them, Jacob said. Figured out how you're getting in?
All things considered, I'd rather not go in the front door, I replied. As the whole thing's glass, I expect they'll see me a long way off. I'd rather go in the back door, but I suspect they'll all be locked, and they'll hear me breaking in. You could also just have Anderson open the door,
one of the guys sheltering behind the truck next to us said.
I think he works there, or worked there before the fall.
I looked at Jacobs and rolled my eyes.
That might have been good info to have prior to now.
He held up his hands and his eyes went wide. That's the first time I've heard about it.
We both turned to glare at the man behind the truck. Don't look at me, he said. I just found out on the way up here. He wasn't at the original planning meeting, and I forgot he used to work here.
Do you know where he is?
I think he's on the other side of the parking lot.
Wonderful. Okay, I said. I'll go look for him, and then I will go kill the remaining assholes. And then I'm getting some sleep. Sounds like a good plan.
I gave the guy behind the truck another glare, and he shrugged and mouthed, sorry. Then I was off, running between the cars. I worked my way around to the other side of the parking lot without anyone knowing who Anderson was. I finally made it to the last person.
Have you seen a guy named Anderson, or do you know who he is?
No idea, the man said. Might have been him,
he added, pointing to a body lying on the pavement between the car he was hiding behind and the building. There was a lot of space between us, and obviously someone in the building was a decent enough shot to shoot that far.
Shit,
I sighed. Apparently, nothing was going to be easy tonight.
What did you need him for?
The man asked.
Someone said he used to work in that building and might have a key to get in.
Well, if he does, it's probably there with him. I heard him say something about being able to get in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the body. Anderson, if that was really Anderson, was an average-sized guy. He'd be heavy, but I could drag him back to cover. It would probably be safer than standing out in the open searching his pockets. The guy was only armed with a pistol, so I handed him my rifle.
What's your name, and do you know how to shoot one of these? I asked.
Yeah, and I'm Bob.
Good. Then cover me, Bob.
You're going out there?
You know another way to get the keys out of his pocket?
Nope.
Me neither.
So you're going?
Yep.
Well, shit. Good luck. You know he got shot out there, right?
I figured as much. You gonna cover me or talk me to death?
Trying to keep you from doing something stupid,
Bob said.
But if you're all fired up to do it, I guess you're gonna do it.
He shrugged.
Your life,
he muttered as he braced my rifle on the hood of the car and looked through the sights.
All right, I'm ready.
Here I go. Now,
I exclaimed as I ran out across the lot. I'd taken four steps before the first shot rang out from the dealership. I was already zigzagging, so all I could do was hope the guy would miss. I heard the round go by, so it was a miss, and I could hear Bob fire back with my rifle. That at least appeared to get the shooter's attention, as the next couple of rounds he fired didn't come anywhere close to me. I made it to Anderson's body, grabbed him under the armpits, and began pulling. Anderson was a lot heavier than I thought he was going to be, and there wasn't much way for me to zigzag with his corpse. The pavement exploded next to my feet as a round hit, and Bob started trying to light the shooter up with rapid fire, making the person shooting at me stop momentarily as he tried to evade the lead headed toward him. Before he could shoot again, I made it to the safety of the cars.
Damn, that guy's heavy, I said, dropping him to the pavement.
Ooh,
Bob said as Anderson's head hit with a thud. As I started rifling through the body's pockets, Bob asked,
Is that Anderson?
I don't know yet, I replied.
I hadn't found any keys, but I did come across his wallet. I pulled it out and found a driver's license that belonged to Frederick J. Anderson. I dove back into his pockets, looking for the keys.
Hey, mister.
What? Find the keys?
Not yet. Still looking, Bob. I checked all the pockets and was going back for a second round.
Hey, mister,
Bob asked again. I was nearly frantic looking for the keys. I needed the stupid things to finish my mission, but they weren't anywhere to be found. I ignored him. A second search proved as fruitless as the first. I started the third, my frustration rising to an overwhelming level.
Hey, mister!
I ignored him again, searching the rest of the body. Maybe the keys weren't in his pants pocket, but a pocket somewhere else.
Hey, mister!
What the hell do you want? I yelled, turning on him.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Bob sheepishly looked down.
Sorry,
he muttered.
Just thought you'd like to know that there's something that looks like a set of keys out on the pavement.
There's a...
What?
I dropped the body again and looked over the trunk of the car. There, where the body had been on the pavement, sat a set of keys. They may have been in Anderson's hand and fallen out when I moved him, or somewhere else, but a set of keys was definitely sitting out on the pavement. Well, shit. Sorry about yelling, I said. I've been a bit out of sorts lately. And where the hell did the urge to finish my mission come from? I needed to get the hell out of here, find Boudreaux, and get my personality back. The one I had, or the absence of one, was starting to crack.
We all have,
Bob said, and he shrugged.
Want me to cover you while you go get them?
Unless you'd like me to cover you while you go grab them.
No thanks, he said. I'm pretty happy here.
Okay then, cover me.
You got it,
he said, taking up his position again.
Go.
I raced out as Bob fired into the building. A shot came back. Then, when Bob didn't return fire, several more came from the dealership, including some fired from a second weapon, and I sprinted for all I was worth, dodging as I went. No more shots came from my new friend, Bob, and the fire from the dealership picked up. I grabbed the keys without stopping and raced off in a different direction, causing several shots to go wide, but then they were back around me again. A round slammed into a car as I dove over its hood. It wasn't graceful, but it accomplished the job. A bullet shattered the windshield next to me, and then I was behind the car and mostly safe.
What the?
I tried to catch my breath.
What the hell did you stop firing for?
I asked.
I ran out of bullets,
Bob said.
Got any more?
Some people need a little more initiative in this fallen world.